Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Now, welcome back. Deb season is almost upon us and it can be a very stressful experience for some kids, especially for those teenagers who are autistic. And last year, when David Hickey, who is our guest, he couldn't go to his own Deb's, his mam, Teresa, she decided to organise one he would be able to attend. And it's happening, and it's happening in Cork this September. It's called the Gold Tie Deb's. And joining us from our Cork studio to tell us about it are David Hickey and his mother, Teresa. Good morning to you both.
Morning, morning, Oliver.
And David, can I start with you first of all? I want to ask, you know, how did you feel to miss your Debs last year?
Well, I was upset. I understood why I couldn't go, but at the same time, I was like, it's really just not. I didn't think it was right that I was missing it, and I didn't have the opportunities like everyone else did.
Excluded.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you must be very excited for this one because you're going to get to go to a Debs.
Yeah, it's. I'm very excited for it, for the opportunity, and I'm grateful to my mother for organizing it, and I'm glad that me and my friends finally have the opportunity to finally have a Debs that we would have never otherwise had, so.
What about this Debs are you most looking forward to?
All of it, really. Just like the just being with my friends and dressing up and the possibility that there might be a limo and stuff like that.
All the crack of a Debs.
Yeah.
Basically, it's really cool. I'm going to talk to your mam now, Teresa.
Hello.
David's 19.
Yes, yes.
How much younger was he, or what age did you realise that he might be autistic?
Well, to be honest, probably from about 4 on, I had the inkling, and we went about getting him assessed privately. And at that time, the psychologist said they weren't too concerned. So David went off to school as normal into junior infants. But by senior infants, the school had concerns. So to be honest, I was kind of relieved and they suggested he needed to be assessed. Right. So we went down what's called the public route as such and went through the HSE. And at that time, and there still is a law that you have to be assessed within 6 months, but obviously that's not happening at the moment. So we were lucky. He was assessed within 6 months by what we call the Brothers of Charity. And at the time, we got great support. He was assessed by what was called a multidisciplinary team. So you had a psychologist, an OT, a speech and language therapist. So we got the greatest help, and afterwards we got a lot of support and like what's called aftercare. I did a lot of courses with them. He would have got an OT and speech and language therapy. We would have done a lot of things privately as well, but you weren't left in limbo like you are now if you're assessed. So we were very lucky at the time, to be honest.
Very lucky. And he sounds great to me. You know, he sounds older than his 19 years. I don't mean to talk about him because I know he's right beside you, but communication can be an issue sometimes for autistic kids, can't it? But he sounds great to us.
Yeah, he would struggle social communication, what's deemed social communication. David would be quite academic. He loves history and especially Greek and Roman civilization.
Oh, wow.
But socially he might struggle and he wouldn't have a huge circle of friends, and all his friends really are autistic as well. So there would be the struggle. But other than that, he's like every other 19-year-old. He loves going out and travelling. He's particularly loves the trains. He's travelled the length and breadth of Ireland on the train.
Right?
Yes. Hoping to go tomorrow on the train again. And so like every other teenager and like his own siblings, that's why we wanted to do the Debs, because I said, why should he miss out? Just because it wasn't autism friendly in a traditional Deb sense.
Yeah, and he really did feel excluded. He was telling us there how disappointed he was. That was your experience watching almost been difficult as the mammy.
Yes, definitely. So last September, I said to my husband, why don't we organise our own Debs? And of course, Connor said, are you mad? But I didn't know where to begin or what to do. So I put the feelers out there and very good friend of mine, Ray O'Callaghan, who's also, he's would be a relative of my husband, married to his cousin, but he came on board and said, I'll help you, because he's done a lot of events for Down Syndrome Cork and organised big events, and I had never done anything like this before. And he knew the hotel, so we talked to them and they were on board straight away. And then through social media, the deputy CEO of As I Am, Fiona Ferris, came contacted us and said she'd help us. So without her, we wouldn't, you know, the autism side of it, the autism friendly side, she's helping us with all that, and she's been superb as well. So it's
fantastic. Yeah. And just to hop back a small bit,
yeah,
a lot of people may not get it, but the traditional style Debs, it wouldn't have been suitable for David at all.
No, like for the majority of autistic people, like a lot of people go to their own Debs and don't even give it a consideration. But for autistic people, they are excluded because there's no accommodations in place for them to have the same celebrations. So when we organise this, we're organising so that they have a safe and accommodating environment where they can, their needs are being considered. So to make it autism friendly, we've put in a lot of measures, and there's a lot of things that you need to think about. So I went through these with Fiona Ferris and Ray, and we sat down and we talked to the hotel. So
you've created the Gold Tie Debs Ball. Is going to have a whole series of things that are going to make it friendly and easy for David and his friends to go to.
Yeah.
What kind of things do you have to do?
The first thing we said was no dress code, because surprisingly enough, a lot of autistic people are turned off by the fact that they'd have to go in the traditional Debs gear, like the dress or the suit. Like David will wear the suit, but that's because he loves dressing up and he'll get a gold tie. But others don't. So we said no dress code, so they can wear whatever they want. So to make it less daunting, so they're comfortable in their own clothes.
Very good.
Food wise, a lot of autistic children or adults would have sensory issues around food. David would be one of them. You know, the smells of food, and like in a traditional Debs, you'd have a sit down meal and you're given, say, two choices. So we felt that wouldn't suit a lot of autistic people. So what we're doing is a buffet style. So they, when they go into Eventbrite to buy the tickets, they can write down their choices of food. So those foods will be there, and we're you know, including as many preferences as possible. And also, if they don't want to eat there, they can bring their own safe foods.
Ah, very good.
So the hotel are accommodating with all that. So that's major.
The usual things that we'd expect, which is kind of, you know, no flashy lights, reduced lighting.
They're all,
the speakers will be lower. They're the sensory things. Yeah. But I was interested about a visual guide being developed in advance.
Yes. So what that is literally a map, so they can see what the layout of the hotel essentially for before they go. And also we'll do a video as well, so they know. A lot with a lot of autistic people, it's the unknown is what is frightening and causes anxiety. Yeah. So they'll know exactly what to expect. They'll know what the room is going to look like when they walk in, where the bathrooms are, what the bathrooms even look like. Do you know? So you're covering all eventualities then, and then there's no surprises, and that's for them it's anxiety reducing, to be honest. Yeah.
And they get to pick where they sit. So again, no surprises, no shocks, nothing that's
No, they can write down exactly on Eventbrite where who they want to sit with and where they want to sit.
Obviously, very good.
Like David now doesn't mind. He'd like to be near the GJ because he's into music and he'd go out dancing.
Brilliant.
But some people might want to be away from the DJ. It might be even too loud, even though we're reducing the sound. And also just might be wanting to be away from the buffet table so they're not overwhelmed by the smell of the food.
Right.
And even the table layouts, we're pairing them all back. There's not big fancy, you know, flowers or candles. So it's just going to be a very kind of plain setup. So there's no other overwhelming senses for them.
And limiting numbers.
Yes, so there's not too many people there, to be honest.
It's 100 maximum. So there'll be a nice crowd, there'll be a good atmosphere, but one that can be controlled.
Yes, exactly. And we have the sensory pod came on board as well. So there is a sensory area. So if anybody wants to leave the actual room to regulate themselves, there'll be a sensory area with all sensory accessories to use. But they can also bring their own fidgets and sensory equipment as well.
We're more kind of schooled now in the needs of autistic people in the country. Should all Debs try to be more autism friendly as a result of that?
They probably should, but I feel like if you put an area, like in a sensory area in for Debs, you're accommodating autistic people so they can leave the room. Mm. But we're trying to make the whole thing autism friendly so that from start to finish, all the accommodations are in place. And I don't think a lot of Debs would be able to do that because it's a lot of work, number one. And also, I suppose I don't expect a traditional Debs to reduce the music have no flashing lights. Why we're doing this Debs, so that everything is autism friendly for them.
And you're inviting people from all over the country.
Yes.
It's in Cork, but it's not exclusive to Cork.
No, absolutely not. It's for everybody. And I also want to kind of say, to, I know parents and carers might be a bit daunted by the fact that, oh, this, you know, a lot of them, this is a new experience. So we're welcoming parents and carers to come and with them, and they can stay in the hotel and go into the room. If, you know, if they buy a ticket, they can stay in the room with them, because it is a new experience for lots of people. Anyway, anybody going to the Debs has never been to a Debs before. And for autistic people, this will be a new experience for them as well.
Extraordinary. Can I chat to David again?
Yes.
Just for a wee second?
Yeah.
David, I'm listening to your mam there. She's done a load of work on making this friendly for you. The things she's doing for the Debs, like sending out the visuals, the maps of the venue. Can you tell us, why is that important to you?
Well, I suppose it just reduces like uncertainty. And I know that's very important to a lot of people like me, because they're people who have autism usually like planning, like certainty, and they like knowing what's coming. And I know it would be easier for them, it would be less stress if they knew like precisely where they were going to sit, what they were eating, all those kind of things.
Would you be very worried, or how would you feel if you didn't have that sort of certainty of what to expect?
It would probably be a more stressful experience, because it's like, I like to think it's like, say, this might sound a little cringy, but say if you were on a train and it was delayed and you had something else to be, somewhere to be, a bit like that. You're really stressed.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah.
You're looking forward to dressing up. What exactly are you going to wear? Do you know yet?
Either a suit or a tuxedo with some kind of golden aspect to it. Mm-hmm. I've been told that I'm meant to be the belle of the ball, so I'm supposed to dress to impress, I guess.
You'll be the main star here.
Yeah.
So that's the idea of the gold tie. You've been out shopping. Have you looked at a few things?
I have. I haven't really bought anything yet, but...
Doesn't sound like you like shopping. Prefer to be on a train.
Yeah.
But it's exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I plan to look very... I suppose it's a grand event, so, you know.
It is. And what are your friends saying about it?
They're very excited. They're also dressing up and stuff, and I'll be very happy to have them there, and it should be good and it should be fun.
And thanks so much for answering so many extra questions I wasn't planning to give you. But I might as well keep going with you now. I'm curious to know your own food preferences. Are you going to bring your own? Have you decided on that yet?
I already decided, because when you book it, you have an option whether to bring your own food or not, and you also have an option of what kind of food you'd like to be served at the event. Hmm. And I'm trying to remember what I ordered. I think it was pizza.
Very good. That's the best Debs food.
Yeah.
Your plans then for next for you, David, because you finished school, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you didn't sit the leaving cert in the end.
No.
So I believe you're joining the National Learning Network.
Yeah, that's correct.
What are you going to be doing?
I'm not 100% sure, actually. It's like a course where you like learn IT skills and social skills and stuff like that, which would be very helpful to me.
Yeah.
So, and...
You're brilliant at history and you'd be good at technology, I understand.
Well, I'm not so good at technology, but I love history. I love writing about history and stuff like that.
They'll have something for you for sure, because they individualise courses for each autistic person they have on those courses, which essentially post-leaving cert courses. And then you can go and study something more specialised. I hope it's history for you.
Well, eventually I hope to get to college and study classical history, which is all, you know, the Greeks and the Romans. And yeah. I also hope to study philosophy. So all very interesting to me.
Do you have a particular favourite philosopher or hero from Greek and Roman history?
Kind of. I mean, I'd love to study like Stoic philosophy, and I'd also love to read the books like Plato's Republic and The Allegory of the Cave and stuff like that. And as well, I'm mostly interested in Roman history, not so much Greek. I'd be very interested in like the great writers of ancient Rome. I'd also be interested in reading like Livy's work and also the works of emperors like Marcus Aurelius, and also learning about the emperors of Rome. So that would be very interesting to me.
The really cool stuff. And Cicero, no doubt, the philosopher.
I'm actually reading a book at the moment by an author called Mary Beard. I love her. She's kind of my favorite classicist.
Yeah.
And I'm currently reading the book about the period in 63 BCE, which is before the Common Era.
Yeah.
And it's about how Cicero, in a sense, defeated an enemy of his, Kathleen, something like that. And how Kathleen tried to overthrow, like, the Roman state, and how Cicero, in a sense, expelled him and stopped the entire affair from occurring. So that's
And that's a brand new book Mary Beard has, as I understand.
It was published in 2016, so it's a few years ago. I do have a good few books of hers. I have the SPQR one, which is the one I'm reading right now. It's very long, though. And also the Emperor of Rome one, which is more like it's more focused on the emperors and stuff like that. And
that's really cool. It's fantastic to have those interests.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's going to be a busy September for you, Teresa, and the family.
It sure is. Yeah. The 8th of September is D-Day, so we're kind of nearly counting down now at the stage. So I want to just appeal to all young autistic adults out there who haven't been to a Debs and would like to come to a Debs, to come to ours, because we're going to have all the measures in place, and if their parents are even worried, you know, rest assured that we're hopefully thinking of everything, and that it'll be a fantastic night, and where they'll be safe and they'll be comfortable, and it'll be all the accommodations will be in place for them.
I wish you the best of luck with it. It's called the Gold Tie Debs, an autism-friendly, inclusive Debs. Sunday, the 8th of September. It's in the Radisson Blue Hotel and Spa in Cork.
Yes, that's
and
it.
And how do people easily... It's Eventbrite, is it?
It's Eventbrite. And our Instagram page is the Gold Tie Debs Ball, all lowercase. So they'll find us on that and all the information on that as well.
The Gold Tie Debs Ball, all lowercase. That's on Instagram.
Yeah.
So you get all the details there. Listen, thanks a million.
Thank
Teresa
you
Hickey.
Too. Thank you for having us.
Not at all. Thank you so much, David Hickey. You've blown us away with your Roman knowledge. You've made some of us feel even slightly smaller. It's possible. And have a great time at the
Thank
Debs.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks so much, Oliver.
Thank you so much. 51551 is our text. Slán.
Email oliver@rte.ie.